God, wasn't it amazing? He played. He played football.
Yeah, I thought I was nervous.
Alex Smith played football.
With Kyle Allen getting hit
right
a bunch of times before he was ultimately taken out of the game. Those hits were making me nervous. And I kept thinking to myself, what's it going to be like when Alex Smith gets in the game?
And it was nerve-wracking.
Oh, my God. If it wasn't...
Do you think he was scared?
No. Yes, no. Like, anxious to finally take a hit.
Right.
But he has
to... He took a lot of them.
He has to know that his family, or his wife specifically, was going to be like that in the stands. And as a viewer...
Right.
I agreed with Terry Bradshaw. It made me uncomfortable to watch...
Very much so.
To watch his wife.
Very, very much so.
Which made it not fun to watch the game.
But, why? Was she, like, watching through her hands the whole time?
I mean, your husband almost died.
I know, almost died.
I mean, forget losing his leg.
Yeah.
Almost died. And now it's... 2 years, just shy of 2 years later, and the whole thing is, can he take a hit? Like, he made it all the way back.
Who was the player who hit him first?
I don't even remember. I don't remember who hit him first.
Wasn't it the big stud on defense? Like, the reigning defensive player of the year. He, like, climbed his back, right?
That sounds right. I guess that
Aaron Donald.
I guess that was the first big one that he took. But it was nerve-wracking. I'm with you. I was sitting there going like, holy crap. What if that thing not just snaps in half? Didn't you almost feel like the whole leg was just going to go flying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just going to be like an old doll where it was just like, woo. And then there goes the whole leg.
Well, that fix didn't hold, did it?
Listen, and the team is garbage. They're horrible. They're no good. But then he ends up getting sacked 6 times, and every time he would get dragged down, you would go, well, I hope he can get up.
Yeah.
I hope he can get up. It was horribly nerve-wracking. So you don't think he was scared?
No.
Anxious, yes.
But he also, and he spoke
to this.
I
would have been so nervous.
He made a great point, and I didn't think about this.
Did he make my point? Going into the game, he was only one hit away from being right back playing football?
No, he was saying that he thought it was much easier.
Oh, because there was no anticipation. It just happened.
It wasn't like Kyle Allen got hurt in practice.
Right.
It was like, you got to go. And the only thing that saved him was, I think, wasn't there like a 2-minute warning?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, there was a commercial break or whatever. But he said, I didn't have time to think about it because it just happened.
No, you know what? There's probably a lot of truth in that because it wasn't like there was a whole week leading up to it or even half a week leading up to it. He was the backup, and sure, in their head, they're always going, well, you know what, ask Andy Dalton. In your head, you're always going, well, I guess anything can happen, and I'll have to go in there. But when it happens, there is no time to do anything, because you got to start getting your pads tightened up, you got to find your helmet, like, you got to get, guys are strapping you together, so you got to be ready to go. And so it did. He had the 2-minute warning. I bet he let out a gas bubble fart when he was on his way out there. But you know what? Good for him. Although I didn't like hearing that he's not going to be the starter next week.
He's not.
I know, but he comes all the way back. Like, I'm ready for him to play again. Like, let the guy go. The team is garbage. Just let him go.
Incredible story, to quote Joe Theismann.
It really is. Well, you know, it happened on the exact...
Did he insert himself again?
No. Joe Theismann, he wouldn't do that. And then I'm assuming we all saw Dak Prescott go down.
Of course.
I mean, I saw a still shot of what his ankle looked like because they didn't give you any warning when they were going to put it up there.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, I didn't see it.
And I happened to just have the game on. I wasn't even, like, actively watching. And so it was just on, and we were getting a bunch of stuff done. And then you heard him go, uh-oh. So I had to go, boop, boop, back up a little bit and give it a watch. Holy crap. But what was the worst part of Dak Prescott's injury?
Crying.
He was boo-hooing like crazy. Jackie was asking me if I thought that was pain. I don't know if it was pain as much as it was just being washed with the realization you could be done.
Your career is done.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But maybe he watched the Washington football team game earlier and was like, hey, you know what? Alex Smith made it back. No, you know what I think it was, though? I said to Jackie, I bet it was all just washing over him of just, my leg is broken. I'm leaving on a cart. I could be done. Like, I'm definitely done for the year. My career could be done.
Right.
I think it was that more than the pain. But boy, he was boo-hooing.
Probably a lot of different things at that moment.
But what was not the crying, but what was the most uncomfortable part of his breaking his ankle?
And you're not saying, like, pick the fracture or the dislocation.
No. Not either of those. And not the horrible commentating that went on. And then I felt bad. They're driving him into the tunnel, and they've got like cameras chasing him into the tunnel.
Right.
No, it's when he first goes down, mm-hmm. and he picks up his leg, and he could tell like, huh, that's weird. My toes don't normally point that direction. But then he slams his leg into the ground. Did you see that?
I don't remember that.
Where he slams his heel. And I don't know if he was like trying to push a bone back in place. If it was like, huh, I feel like maybe I have. And who was the announcer was going like, oh, maybe he thinks he has a cramp.
Wasn't it Nance and Romo?
But which one was saying, I don't remember which one was like, oh, maybe he's just got a really bad cramp. No. Cramp doesn't make your toes face your back. Diane, it was so bad. That one was so bad. And it was, yeah, there he is.
As Romo who said, you gotta hope it's just a cramp.
No, sorry, Tony. Oh, wait. Okay, watch him slam his foot into the ground. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I felt like that must have hurt beyond belief. But isn't that horrible, though, the way timing works? You get the nice story earlier in the day about here's Alex Smith, who fights 2 years to be able to get back on the field and play. An injury happens, unfortunately. He comes storming back out there. He takes a hit. And it is. I mean, again, the team is garbage, and they looked horrible. But it was a nice story that after 2 years, Alex Smith fights his way back and gets onto a field. And less than 3 hours later, they're carting another one off with a leg injury that could end in his career.
That's football.
I know, but come on the same day.
It's like when Alex Smith, as Joe Theismann told us,
here we go.
Hurt his leg originally.
Okay, but there was 35 years of separation there. It wasn't three
it was
and a half
Joe.
Hours.